With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge has got you covered for fall. Leaf bags and rakes for the yard, stovepipe, furnace filters, and supplies for the wood stove. Heat tape, window plastics, and water pipe insulation for those cold winter days. And top quality Valspar paint for indoor jobs. And they stock RV supplies, including power adapters, black water holding tanks, RV antifreeze, awning cleaner, and more. Linen tree greeting cards and nails or screws by the pound, too. It's all at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
I bet you didn't know that you may be eligible to join Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. If you have children enrolled and attending school in Chenango, Delaware, or Otsego County, or if you have an immediate family member who is currently a member, you are eligible. Contact the office today to see how you can take advantage of the many benefits of membership at Shandello Federal Credit Union, where our rates on savings are competitive and our loan rates are the same for all of our qualified members. One size fits all. Visit them at 114 Main Street, Franklin.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Before we get back to the second half of high school soccer here, Unitego Girls and Green tied 1-1. One other football out-of-town score for you. Norwich leading Windsor 14-0. That game is coming up on halftime just up the road here on Route 12 in Norwich. We saw Norwich earlier in the year. We were very impressed. But, you know, that Windsor team went up, beat Ithaca last weekend, who's a much, you know, a much bigger school. I thought this was going to be a really good matchup tonight. Looks like it is so far. But Norwich with an early lead. It looks like Stephen Dowdle, the quarterback, having a nice night for Norwich, throwing it all over.
Norwich was very impressive. They played a very tough Maine Emerald team who was playing Shenango Forks tonight. As of last time I heard, it was 21-6 Maine Emerald over Forks. Mm. But Norwich, very impressive so far to me in the game we did and what we've seen.
And a score update from BG. It's 41-0 Tioga leading Bainbridge Guilford. Looks like that game is near halftime or at halftime right now. So
wow.
We just knew it was going to be a tough week for some of our local teams. And that's not saying anything bad about anybody, but it's just there are some really good teams in Section 4 when we talk about Maine Endwell, we talk about Forks and Norwich and Windsor and Tioga and Walton and Delhi. I mean, and the eight-man teams. I mean, so the matchups every week can be quite difficult to predict because there's just a lot of really good teams out there.
Absolutely, and not to look forward too far ahead, but next week, Tioga and Walton play each other. Two very good D teams. This week you have Maine Endwell and Forks, B and C. But last year we talked about it before for football, Section 4, three state champions.
Yes. Unbelievable, right? I mean, the amount of success that we have had from Section 4 in recent memory in football, in softball, in field hockey, in wrestling. I mean, I would say those sports combined have really been very, very good for Section 4 over the last couple of years. You got to love it. So, all right, Scott, we're going to get back underway here. A 1-1 game in a key MAC girls soccer contest here tonight under the lights in green. Of course, our goal scorers in the first half, Kylie Musaw for Unitego, scored for them. And then it was Sarah Markham from Cassie Butler on a great shot for Green. So a 1-1 contest here as we start the second half. And it'll be Green going right to left and Unitego left to right. Sky, what are some of the keys, maybe a key for each side here to start the second half?
If I got one for each team, if I'm Unitego, I continue to apply the pressure like they have been. Keep that up. I don't think that's a recipe for disaster at all. I think that'll be the success. For Green, it's kind of what they've been doing as well. Keep trying to get those run-in behinds. They got one goal off of it. almost had another, as we talked about, could have taken a couple more dribbles in, but that's been a very good recipe for them as well.
Yeah, it should be a great second half here between these two teams. As here is Harley Bertzel down the right side now for Unitego. Ball out of bounds, going to be a goal kick here for the Green Trojans. In case you're just joining us, Green defeated Unitego earlier in the year. It was the first game of the year, 3-2. That game was over at the U. It's Unitego's only league loss so far. They've gone on and they've defeated some of the really tough teams in the league, Unadilla Valley, Bainbridge-Guilford, you name it. And so Green is still that lone blemish on their schedule. So they are trying to come over here tonight and return the favor. Unitego putting some pressure on deep in the Green end, but another goal kick coming up here for the Trojans. As we are 2 minutes into the second half, Nate Lull and Sky Thompson with you here on WCDO. Also on WCDOsports.com, our web stream, brought to you by SFCU here tonight. And make sure you stay tuned after the game. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. We can do it for soccer, too, Sky. That's going to be fun, giving out some new awards.
It's never easy, and so far tonight, it definitely won't be an easy choice.
No, there's a lot of very deserving candidates, I would say, that's for sure. Green's going to clear it out of their own end. They boot one up to midfield here, trying to get the offense started. It's been a little helter-skelter for both sides to start the second half here. Unitego now controlling the ball at midfield, trying to go feet-to-feet here, but this one knocked away by the Green defense. Both teams trying to settle in. Green will come away with a loose ball, an opportunity down the far side with Justina Parsons. She'll stop it, leave it off for Trivanovic. Tries to go to the interior looking for Callie Knapp. Nice little stop and go here. They go back outside to Trivanovic, who had that nice shot late in the first half that went off the keeper's hands and then off the post. And that almost looked like it was going to be Green second there late in that first half, but it wouldn't go. Both goaltenders have played tremendous so far here tonight. Molly Cornell for Green and Sarah Ostrander for Unitego. And so Green with the ball. They try a long kick from the left side, but it's too far. And we'll roll over the line for a Unitego goal kick there. Trying to feed it in was Audra Dahl. It was a good look, good opportunity, but just too far. And a goal kick coming here for Unitego.
As you said, a little helter-skelter here to start. I'm curious to see what kind of adjustments both coaches have made going into the second half here. Both teams matched up very well, and I'm very curious to see what kind of changes they've made.
Yeah, we'll see what, once they settle in here, we'll see a little bit more of what they've drawn up for the game plan. But again, yeah, pretty helter-skelter to start this second half here. You wonder, too, you take that 10-minute break, you get a little chilly, you get a little cold, might take a few minutes to really get warmed up again for both sides. It is a very chilly night here under the lights in Green. And so Green now with control of the ball down the right side as they go right to left. Green is in the green uniforms tonight with the white trim. Pretty much the opposite for Unitego. They're in the white uniforms with the green trim. Trojans with the ball. Good opportunity here for Trivanovic. Left side takes a shot. Hard, low shot. Scooped up there by Ostrander. Was able to dig that one out of the dirt. Tricky shot like that on the turf. Looks easy to save, but boy, when that thing starts skipping on the turf, it's hard to read it sometimes.
And it's funny you say that because I've been watching a couple of the passes that have been high ones. The way they even bounce off the turf as well, it's different than grass.
And what's different is, you know, Green has an opportunity to be on this turf quite frequently. A lot of games here, get to practice on it. Unitego, a team that bounces between playing grass on their home field and then turf. When you don't play on it every day, it adds a whole different dimension of speed to the game that sometimes you don't take into account.
I remember playing football for Oneonta, and this was before we had the turf field, of course, up there. And we practiced on grass. Home games are on grass. You go play on turf, it is totally different. You're
totally
100%
different.
Right.
We are 5 minutes into the second half here in Green. It's still a 1-1 contest between the Unitego girls and Green. Thanks for joining us here tonight on CDO and WCDOsports.com. Don't forget, some of our fans up the road here in Norwich on 92.3, our new frequency in Norwich. You can find the same exact programming on 92.3 as you find on 100.9. Green with a long boot into the box. Ostrander reading this well for Unitego. The goalie comes out and scoops it up. So, yeah, maybe we have some new Norwich listeners listening tonight saying, darn, why aren't you up at that Norwich football game, Nate? We would be very chilly on that roof tonight, let me tell you.
Yeah, tonight might be a little bit rough.
Yeah, up at Norwich, I should say. They've been the press box. We've been up on the roof there. It was great when we were there for Norwich for Sherburn. but certainly was a chilly one tonight. We have an injury on the far side for a Unitigo player, and so Coach Greg is going to come out and have a look here. We're going to take a break. 34 minutes to go in the second half. We are tied 1-1 between Green and Unitigo. Injury timeout on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. With the arrival of cold weather come slick roads and wandering deer. Unfortunately, those things cause accidents. And if you have an accident, I hope you will consider Sydney Auto Body. We have provided quality repair services on thousands of vehicles. Only qualified trained professionals work on your vehicle. We treat your vehicle like it's our own, and it doesn't leave our shop unless it meets my approval. Remember, after an accident, it's your choice when choosing an auto body repair shop. And I hope you'll give Sydney Auto Body the opportunity to help make things better. We're located on 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull and Sky Thompson with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Injured Unitigo player walking off slow from the far side. Julia Renwick, I believe, is who it is. Walking off under her own power here, along with the trainer that they have here at Green and Coach Greg. And to me, it looks like maybe just shaken up on that far side. It was on the opposite far side, so we really couldn't quite see what happened. A 1-1 game here between Unitigo and Green. Girls soccer here. MAC action tonight. Just into the second half, we have about 34 minutes to go here in the second half. Walking gingerly here, so to me, maybe not a knee or an ankle, but maybe more of a muscle injury here, Sky. Maybe like a hard, you know, took a knee and with the cold weather or something here tonight, kind of a bruise type of situation.
It's hard to say. Definitely happy to see her walking off under her own power for sure. And we don't know, never really want to speculate too much,
nope.
But it's always good to see walking off under your own power. I'll be interested to see, coming out of halftime, we talked about the break that they had for halftime. They just got going about 5 minutes in, and they had to stop again. So you hope, you know, muscles don't tighten up too much or anything like that.
Yeah, you got to find a way to stay warm and to keep moving out here in this 1-1 game if you're a Green or Unitigo. Unitigo with a shot into the box. It's knocked out of there by the Green defense, and they're going to push one to the far side. Now they'll boot it up the field, and Unitigo is going to try to keep it in, again, as they go left to right. And, you know, some substitutes for both sides have had to come in here who have been cold on the bench, and they're going to have to find a way to stay warm. Here is Unitigo at midfield. They'll go to Bertzel. This is Harley Bertzel on the right side. Gets through a defender. Things shaping up here for Unitigo as Bertzel tries to fire one towards the net, but it's wide to the right and out of play as Bertzel was looking for the cross, but I think just mishit it a little bit there. With 33 minutes to go in this second half, still a 1-1 game between the Trojans and the Spartans. Goal kick here for the Green Trojans, kept in by Unitigo. Again, our shots in the first half were 10-7 in favor of Unitigo. We thought it was pretty close, and it was. Here is Knapp on the left side. Maddie Wilsey closes in on her and knocks it away. Ball on the sideline. It's going to go back to Green. They will try a long throw in here. It's going to roll up to midfield. Unitigo is right there to boot it right back in. And Unitico is desperately trying to keep that ball deep into the green end, trying to free up some room for their scorers, McCoy and Musaw, as well as Avery James. They go to James here, who was the hero in overtime against UV the other night. Feeds one into the corner, and they're going to say out of bounds, or is it going to be a free kick here? Or Unitico waiting to see what the call is here from the official.
Green looks confused himself, too.
Yeah, Green looks confused. Referee pointing that there will either be a throw-in or a kick here for Unitico, but I'm not exactly sure what it's going to be. And he's actually just going to do a drop ball that Unitico will have possession of. They'll try to feed one into the box here with Bertzel, but Green is able to clear that out. I'm not 100% sure why they did the drop ball situation there. But either way, we are back underway. Unitico will have the ball at midfield. Here is McCoy. And Bailey McCoy will play one to the far side here, looking to reverse. Switch ends of the field, I should say. Try to get some new space over there. They go to Musaw down the left side. Musaw, little hesitation, pulls the ball back. Wherever Musaw goes, she's had one or two defenders following her. She's able to get along the line here, tries to feed in a pass, but it rolls out of bounds at the last second. They are just really not giving her any room to operate with here, Sky.
You can't. You saw a few times in the first half. You give her a little bit of room, and she's going to make you pay.
So we have 10 minutes gone here in the second half. Still a 1-1 game between Unitico and Green. Nate Lull, Sky Thompson with you on CDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by SFCU. Unitico moving it forward with Avery James up the left side of the field here. Tries to work one back, and to the far side they go. Unitico with the ball. Nice little give and go back to James. James with an opportunity here. She's got Musaw. Finds her. Musaw back into the left corner here for Unitico. Centering pass. Now back to Musaw, trying to find some room. And this one goes sky high as Musaw tried to fire one on net, but it bounced off of Caitlin Walls, but right back to Musaw now. Now to Bailey McCoy. She puts one on net, but that's Green defense. They've just locked in there, and it's like a brick wall. A shot can't get through, and they're able to clear. Ahead now for Callie Knapp. And Knapp to the right side. Holding on to it here. Going to Butler at midfield before Unitico takes it away. And if you're Green here, Sky, it's a 1-1 game. You're playing the top team in the league. Unitico currently sitting in first place. Maybe you say, hey, we pack it in. We bring the defense back. We leave one or two forwards up front. If we get a little breakaway opportunity, great. If not, we're on our home field. We're not going to concede this one, especially right now where we're tied up.
It seems that way. It seems like that's the way that they're playing this half so far. It seems like they're dropping everyone back, and they're only leaving up right now Callie Knapp, it looks, in the middle of the field. I'm definitely getting that more defensive, not lose this game feel from them.
Ball at midfield here for Green. Billy Kinney is able to feed this one down, and they're trying to get a long run here for Callie Knapp, which was so successful in the first half when Knapp or Sarah Markham were making some long runs. Yeah, the Green defense, they're playing a very deep sweeper, and also having Caitlin Walls kind of a sweeper-stopper mentality, and Billy Kinney is also very athletic. So the three or four players in the back are not really making a big push forward. I mean, they seem very comfortable to stay back there in their own end, trying to make sure they don't give up anything long, I would say. So here is Green into the left corner now. Again, Green going right to left. Here is Butler. Butler's got some room. A great shot from her, but a good save there from Sarah Ostrander. A beautifully hit ball there from Cassie Butler. I thought maybe that was destined for the far upper corner, but Ostrander was able to get there.
Great read by Ostrander right there to make that play.
Didn't that look like it was really going to keep carrying?
It did, and the way it looked from the angle here, it looked like it just had the right height, and it was just going to keep sailing right over the top.
Green trying to set it back up here as they trap it in their own end after the punt there from Ostrander. Billy Kinney's got some space, hits one towards net, but it goes wide to the left. I think Kinney's going to want that one back, and she had a good opportunity. Maybe had an extra second. She could have waited. But I think, you know, if you're Green or Unitico right now, you see any slice of open daylight, you're trying to fire it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think Green playing this more defensive strategy. They're trying to bring more Unitico players up. But Unitico's keeping, I think I saw, four back to try and take away from that long ball. So they're kind of trying to counteract each other with that. It's great to see.
27 minutes to go here in the second half. Still a 1-1 game. between the Trojans and the Spartans. Still a lot of time left. Green putting another one on net, but this was a slow roller there from Justina Parsons, and Ostrander was there once again to make the save, and now she'll punt it away. Yeah, when you look back at the Green defense, they're going to play three flat in the back right now, as they're really just trying to make sure they don't give up anything wrong. They got Audra Dahl back there, as well as Nora Frey and Caitlin Walls, all making sure that Unitigo doesn't get that little mini breakaway opportunity that we see so often. And Unitigo has that speed with Musaw, with Avery James, with Bailey McCoy. I think Green's just really trying to play it safe.
Do you know what Musaw's strong foot is?
Well, we've seen her hit a lot tonight with the left. I'm not 100% sure if she's lefty or righty, to be honest. But
I've also seen her go both ways, too, so I didn't know. But the left foot was very impressive to me.
Yeah, very impressive left foot from Musaw here tonight. I'm just trying to think basketball-wise if she's a lefty or a righty. She plays so much soccer year-round that I'm not surprised that she's great with both feet. 26.5 to go here in the second half, a 1-1 ball game. Green is starting to put some more pressure on here, Sky, and Unitigo's had to retreat on defense a little bit.
This is what we saw in the first half, actually, just reversed. Unitigo this half started off more pressure. Green the first half did, and now we're seeing it switch just a little bit.
Ball booted out of here by Walls, back up to midfield again. So we come up on 26 minutes to go here in the second half, a 1-1 game. We're going to take a break for 60 seconds here. Again, a 1-1 game between Unitigo and Green, a key MAC girls soccer matchup. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. 25 minutes to go in the second half. A 1-1 game between Green and Unitigo here. MAC girls soccer tonight on WCDO. I did have one out-of-town score for football there at the half over in Bainbridge. It is Tioga leading the BG Bobcats 41-0. So just wanted to pass that score along for you. And still a 1-1 game here, looking good.
And I have an update.
Yes, what do you got?
I have an insider who confirmed for me Kylie's strong foot is her right.
Right foot, okay. I was going to say, from AAU basketball alone, plus all the Unitigo games we've done, I would think I would know if she was a lefty. But so that's impressive. That makes that left foot even more impressive because she's had some really good shots with it.
It's a pretty reliable source.
Good source? Okay. I'll trust you. I think I might know the source. But maybe you can figure that out at home. So connect the dots there, folks. So this is a great game here, 1-1 between Unitigo and Green. And, again, a lot of credit to Brittany Gregg, Unitigo coach, wearing the shorts here tonight in the cold weather because she said, hey, this has been working this week for the team. They've got big wins over UV and over BG. I'm not changing it here tonight. And here is Unitigo playing that long ball game, trying to go for Harley Bertzel, but the deep sweeper and stopper has really helped the Green to not give up any long runs. Nora Frey's able to play that one out of bounds. Unitigo will quickly get it in. Here is McCoy working one back. Unitigo playing with the short passes. Knocked out of bounds and will stay with Unitigo here. 23 minutes to go in the second half. I don't want to think overtime already, Sky, but you're always thinking about it. And new in the girls' game this year, they play the golden goal. They play two 10-minute overtimes, and it's sudden death.
Wow.
So it's golden goal. That was different from last year where you had to play the two full overtime periods. You had to play them out no matter what, even if somebody scored 2 seconds in.
Gotcha. So
that is new, much like the boys' game. So they are new this year, boys'. Still golden goal, and now girls' golden goal, so they are the same.
And for Coach Greg, for Unitigo, she's probably thinking it's 44 degrees out here, which I just confirmed on my phone.
Please, somebody.
Preferably Unitigo.
Yeah, she wants somebody to score, and she wants the bus to be warmed up before they get over there. Green still looking for that long pass. They were just trying to feed that one down the left wing there for Callie Knapp. Just rolled out of bounds before she could get there, though. With 22 minutes to go in this second half, it's still a 1-1 game. Both goals came in the first half. Kylie Musa unassisted for Unitigo. Sarah Markham scored on a great pass from Cassie Butler for Green in the first quarter. Or first half, I should say. Still got my football talk on. Yeah, both those goals were in the first half. And so Unitigo with an opportunity, Green with an opportunity here. Unitigo misplaying it on defense, but Ostrander, Johnny on the spot for Unitigo in goal, was able to knock that away. Green with some good opportunities. I would have said early in the second half, Unitigo had the better of the play, and now Green the last couple of minutes has really had it down deep in this Unitigo end quite a few times.
They're putting a lot of pressure on Unitigo right now to make some very key stops. They've played the ball in very nicely, had some good shots. At some point, you know, we are feeling both sides right now. Unitigo's had some good looks. Green's had some good looks. At some point, you feel like someone's going to break through.
Yeah, the momentum in the game, the feeling of the game is that we are not going to overtime, that somebody is going to have some magic boots here and put it in. So here is Knapp at the top of the box with a good opportunity. No, closed down by the Unitigo defense. They're able to knock it away. Ball still bouncing around here. Musa is going to come all the way back from center mid and clear that one out to the far side.
But another great opportunity right there for Green, getting the ball right in the middle. Probably who you want to have the ball right there to, you know, get a goal. They're getting their opportunities.
Yeah, right now, if you look through the center, you have Billy Kenny, you have Cassie Butler, you have Callie Knapp all right there for Green. That's a great center line to try to play it up and see if they could put one home here. Unitigo trying to answer with McCoy to the left side. Again, Unitigo going left to right. McCoy is tripped up at midfield, taken away here by the Green defense. They'll try to play it forward. And looking to find Butler. Gets there first, but immediately sandwiched by two Unitigo defenders. Ball pops free. Unitigo looking to play it out on that far side, and they do. They'll allow the defense to have a little time to get back. So a 1-1 game here as we hit the 20-minute mark. 20 minutes to go here in this contest. We'll try to get you some out-of-town football scores as well on a chilly night locally. For high school football and soccer. Even the games today, we've had several coaches reporting in that they had some chilly games no matter where they were. It was the wind today, too. I thought that wind was tough.
Absolutely. That was brutal.
Green going right to left. Here's Callie Knapp at the top of the box again, feeding Cassie Butler. Defense collapsing on her, not allowing her to get the shot off, and Unitigo is able to clear. And now it's the Unitigo defense that seems to be having to really stay back and stay home and not take any chances here, Sky.
And if we look back, though, Green's still making sure they got people very deep so they don't give up one with someone sneaking in behind.
There's two Green defenders that are to our right that are well past midfield, so they are staying deep. And then two other defenders that haven't really pushed up too much. And a lot of coaches will say, push up, push up. They like to play that offside trap. Not Green. They are saying, we're going to stay home and prevent you and keep you in front of us. So here's Harley Burtzel on the right side, closed out nicely by Audra Dahl of the Green defense. To take it away.
One of those back defenders coming right up, making a nice play. And one of the things we've seen is Unitigo, when they're clearing the ball out, the Green defenders will come up and push it right back into their own territory.
I think it's a good call by both sides. Now, keep the offense in front of you. There's no need to take a chance at this point with 18 and a half to go in the second half. It's still a 1-1 game between Green and Unitigo. There's a lot on the line here.
Absolutely. And both teams are, as we said over and over, getting their opportunities. You just don't want to give up that free opportunity.
Yeah, you don't want to be the one to give up the lone breakaway in the second half, because really I think the teams have had chances in the second half, but they've been from the outside, they've been from tough angles. So if someone was going to score here in the second half so far, it would have been a really perfectly placed ball. Nobody's had that opportunity like they had in the first half on a breakaway. Ostrander coming way out of net here for Unitigo, scoops it up at the edge of the box. As again, Green was trying that through ball, but didn't connect. So Ostrander, a good punt into the night sky. And again, worth mentioning that Ostrander is normally Unitigo's backup goalie. Their main goalie, Chelsea Van Dusen, is out with a leg injury from the Unadilla Valley game the other day. She came out to save a shot on a breakaway and got hit in the leg and was out for the rest of that game. She did come back in for a while, but she's been out this week, and that's a tough blow when you're in a tough part of the schedule here for Unitigo. Unitigo now with a centering pass, trying to set something up. They go to McCoy, knocked away, back to the outside for Bertzel. Bertzel gets around her defender, tries to put one on net, knocked off of a Green defender, and will be a throw-in here for Unitigo. Everything for Unitigo right now coming down this right side with Bertzel as they are really trying to find their way into the middle of the field, but knocked away here by Butler of Green. Butler down the left side, tries to feed it forward. Good recovery there by the Unitigo defense and Madison Bertzel to knock it out of bounds.
Absolutely. You could see what Butler was looking to do. They wanted to get one pushing up ahead to Knapp, that was.
Yeah, Knapp was streaking down there towards that left corner. Butler's done a great job in the center of the field here as she'll try to feed one forward. Nobody home for Green, though, but Knapp's able to take it away. Opportunity possible here? No. Closed out nicely by the Unitigo defense once again. And Maddie Wilsey with the ball in front of her own bench here on the right side. Good pass forward, but it's intercepted by Butler here. 16.5 minutes to go in the second half. We're still tied 1-1 between Green and Unitigo. A key MAC matchup here tonight. Unitigo girls in first place in the league. Green hanging out in that three position. But, you know, you give Unitigo another loss, and all of a sudden you have another log jam in the league standings. That's for sure.
And I want to give credit again to these deep defenders for Green. Once again, they're very far back.
They are. And, you know, depending on how you view the game of soccer, some people might not like that strategy. Some do, some don't. But right now I think it's working for Green. And, you know, you're able to get to a long ball like we're seeing right here where Unitigo tries to play it deep into the corner, and Green's just able to get there to play it out in time.
Yep. Or, as we've seen, they play it right back up to their own players in their own zone, and it's kept the pressure on Unitigo.
Wilsey with a long throw-in, finds McCoy, tries to feed it to the corner, but Audra Dahl is there and tries to clear for Green. Kept in, though, by Unitigo. They have a shot on net, a long shot here from Ruby Stevenson, but another good save by Molly Cornell, the Green goaltender here. Ruby Stevenson has really started to show up on the score sheet recently for Unitigo, one of the younger players that they've brought up this season, and I think she's done a great job for Coach Brittany Gregg, from what I can tell. You know, I've seen Unitigo two or three times in person, but every night when their score sheet comes in, it seems like Ruby is finding a way to get on there. And again, we go back to some of those key young players in the area that we've talked about. It's fun to see the future. You know, this is the start of it. You know, Ruby's going to have a long career, much like Shannon Kingsbury from Franklin and some of the other young players that we've talked about in the area. And it's fun to see the start of that. Here is Callie Knapp at midfield for the Green Trojans. Knocked away, a good tackle there by the Unitigo defense. They're going to try to send one forward. Rolls through the defense and right into the keeper's hands for Molly Cornell. 14.5 minutes to go, second half, still a 1-1 game between Unitigo and Green. Green trying to play to the outside. Unitigo will intercept this ball and try to play it down the right wing. Stevenson into the corner now, looking for Bertzel. Off her foot and out of bounds, and going to go back to Green. Bertzel wants that one back. And so Green will have a throw in here, and that clock continuing to run here, Sky, down to 14 minutes to go in the second half. Live from Green tonight here on WCDO, under the lights, a MAC girls soccer matchup. I'm Nate Lull alongside Sky Thompson. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. And don't worry, we'll have football for you tomorrow as the Sydney Warriors travel over to Delaware Academy to take on the Delhi Bulldogs. That game will be at 1:30. We can't wait to bring you that one. Green trying to play the ball deep here into the Unitigo end. Knocked away by the Unitigo defense down the right side and out of bounds. And so Green continuing to have some good pressure here, very back and forth. And it does feel like someone's going to find a way to break through here, Sky.
Absolutely. It's the way it's been feeling all half. At some point, someone's going to do it, but both teams are covering very well defensively.
So Green trying to work it in deep. Knocked away, back out of bounds, but we'll stay with the Trojans. Another throw-in, trying to sneak behind this Unitigo defense. But Unitigo is just, they're okay with packing it in as well. I mean, Green's trying to go to the corner, and there's three or four white jerseys all in that zone there. So coming up on 12 minutes to go here in the second half. Time for us to take a break here with our score 1-1 between Unitego and Green. When we come back, we can bring you the exciting conclusion. Well, are we going to have a hero in regulation, or are we going to have overtime? Before we do that, Butler's going to play one in. Ostrander, the goalie, comes out to scoop that one up. So we got a 1-1 game, Green and Unitego. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Still a 1-1 game. Green with a shot here on the left side right as we come back from break. Ostrander with a huge save, reaching up towards the crossbar to knock it away and deny a shot there from Andrea Trevanovic, who was in a great position off there across from Cassie Butler, but denied by Ostrander. Corner kick now coming for Green. Good boot into the box. Ball headed out of there by Unitego, but it's kept in. Finds Callie Knapp. Now back out to Butler. Fires one towards the net, and it's in! A goal for the Green Trojans. A big scrum in the box, and Cassie Butler with that magical right foot sends one into the right corner with 11:16 to go. Green strikes.
It looked like it took a couple deflections there. That's a hard ball to play for the goalkeeper. We talked about it on the turf. Unitego's not used to playing on turf, but what a great shot. Right there.
Good job there from Butler to find it at the top of the box and bury that. And now Unitego has their backs against the wall with 11 minutes and 16 seconds to go. And now, Sky, does Green just haul that defense back there and try to pack it in for these last 11 minutes?
I'm sure they're going to definitely drop, but I don't think they'll drop too much. I don't think they'll change their game plan. It's worked very well for them. You don't want to pack too far in to let Unitego keep pushing up.
So that shot from Trevanovic and the great save there by Ostrander was knocked away. They get the corner, and then Butler is able to score. And Green, so far, this season has just had Unitego's number, it seems. But still, 10 minutes for them to try to come back.
There's a whole lot of time left, and, you know, Unitego's got the weapons to be able to, as we've seen, they've got the weapons to be able to come back.
They were down 3-0 the other day against Unadilla Valley, who was also undefeated in the league, came all the way back and scored the game-tying goal with about a minute, I think it was a minute 17 left in that game, they found the equalizer. So, until that clock reads zero, you cannot count out this Unitego girls soccer team. Unitego with the ball on this left side. They'll look to feed it into the far side corner. Ball is knocked away. Green looking to clear. And if you're the Trojans right now, don't take any chances. You're just trying to clear it out of the zone. Here is Knapp. Knapp with some opportunities. They try to go left side corner for Trevanovic, and it was knocked away. She couldn't quite get there in time.
But they almost had that counterattack again right there, Nate.
Yeah, that would have been a great opportunity if that pass had been a little more crisp. Here's Stevenson down the right side looking for Bertzel. Bertzel trying to trap it down as we are under 10 minutes to go now with Green leading Unitego 2-1. That last goal from Cassie Butler has been the difference so far. She scored at about the 12-minute mark. Well done there for Green. Thanks for joining us here tonight. I'm Nate Lull alongside Sky Thompson. Stay tuned for the post-game show as well. We'll give out our 3 awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players here in tonight's game. And as well as thank you for joining us on WCDOsports.com. We know we have some listeners out there on the World Wide Web, and that's all courtesy of SFCU. So a 2-1 game, Green leading Unitego. MAC girls soccer here tonight under the lights in Green. Ball knocked around at midfield, picked up here by Kylie Musaw. Musaw's pass from McCoy is knocked away. I think if you're Unitego, you have to find a way to give Musaw that ball in the middle of the field and let her create.
Credit to Green, though, for taking her away this entire half. They've done a great job. We haven't said her name as much, and normally that just means that the other team's doing a great job.
Going to be a free kick here as Stevenson was taken down at about the 35-yard line, if you're thinking about it in terms of the football field. And so this is going to be a free kick here for Unitego with 8.5 minutes to go, and it's a 2-1 game, Green leading Unitego. Unitego, their status as first place in the MAC is on the line here. free kick to Musaw. A shot there. It's sucked up by the goalie. And that was the goaltender, of course, Molly Cornell for Green. Good shot there from Musaw.
Absolutely. And we just talked about we got to get her shots if you're Unitigo right now. Cornell, what a great save again from her. She's going to be huge his last 8 minutes.
Yeah, Cornell with a sliding over save on that left post, making sure that it couldn't get through. Musaw, all she needs is that little sliver of light to get a shot off. It was there. It just couldn't find its way into the back of the net. Unitigo throwing everything they can now at this Green defense. Green's able to clear once again back up to midfield, and this ball rolls out of bounds. 7:40 to go in the second half. Green leading at Unitigo 2-1 off that goal just about 3 minutes ago from Kathy Butler. Trying to be the hero here tonight. You know what else I've noticed on the side of Green here after they scored that goal? They are all smiles right now. They're feeling pretty good about themselves. Butler had a huge grin on as she was just kicking that ball down the left wing a second ago. And rightfully so.
Absolutely. And not to change away from the game, but one of the other cool things I always liked about soccer, all the young kids that are able to be the ball kids, ball boys, girls, you know, on the sideline, what experience that is to be around in this environment.
Yeah, they get to see, you know, their superstar older kids in their school up close doing what they love. So, yeah, it's always great to see those ball kids out there. Green looking for another opportunity. Here's Knapp in front. She sends one up over the crossbar. She thought she was fouled in the box there. Maddie Wilsey came over and made a sliding stop there, and the ball went up over the crossbar, but another good chance there for Green.
Absolutely, but Wilsey, what a huge play. You needed to make that one if you're Unitigo, and she did right at the last second.
6.5 to go here in the second half. A shot into the box is knocked away. Good job by the Green the Unitigo defense and Avery James to clear it out. Unitigo trying a counterattack here. And here is Butler down the left side. Bertzel's going to clear it out. Unitigo trying to get something going. Ball is cleared by Green up to midfield. We hit the 6-minute mark. We're going to take a 30-second break here with Green leading Unitigo 2-1. We'll be right back on WCDO.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
All right, 5 minutes to go here in the second half. Green girls leading Unitigo 2-1. Unitigo, the top team in the MAC. Their only loss of the year was to Green, 3-2 earlier in the season, the first game of the season. So now let's see if Unitigo can find the equalizer here, but the clock is starting to tick down and become a factor here. Maddie Wilsey with a throw-in as Unitigo goes left to right. They haven't had a ton of chances here over the last 10 or 15 minutes. Unitigo trying to find a way. This Green defense has been just really, really solid in the second half.
And now, Nate, they have three very far back.
Yeah, they're not taking any chances, are they? So, and Billy Kenny is kind of a fourth here. I see her number 10 right on the Trojans logo. She's kind of pushing up, but really not going too far. Three defenders, two definitely, that are just staying all the way back here for Green, trying to make sure there's no home run ball over the top. Unitigo trying a counterattack with coming up on 4 minutes to go in the second half. And a pass to the far side for Unitigo. They have possession, but Green just doing everything they can to kind of muddy the waters here and make it difficult for them. And now the ball ricochets off of a Unitigo player on the far side, and Green's just going to take their time on this throw-in, trying to get it in. With Green leading 2-1 here, 3:45 to go in the second half. Ball down the right wing side. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it here, Sky.
I'm going to tell you what, I've been very impressed with Caitlin Wall.
Mm-hmm.
She's been phenomenal on these defensive plays, not letting anyone get behind her and pushing the ball back up.
Yeah, I've been really impressed with the Green defense, Billy Kenny, as well as Caitlin Walls and Nora Frey back there as well. She's done a good job. Coming up on 3 minutes to go in the second half, and Unitego just seems like they have no luck right now, I guess I could say. Every time they get the ball back into the center of the field, you think they might make an attack. There's Green just playing it away, and a smart play by Butler here to just boot it down the field and just keep it out of harm's way. That's all you got to do right now if you're Green. With 2:55 to go, Unitego is going to need some real magic here. You know, when they were playing UV earlier this week, and you could feel the momentum, as we talked about earlier, in that UV game that they were going to find the equalizer. Right now, they're trying to find that spark again. Maybe this is it. They pass to the far side. They do have Avery James in the middle of the field. Let's see if they can get it over to her. They try to find McCoy. Ball bouncing around. Kenny took a tough spill there, and Unitego is able to get around her to the left side. They're going to get a shot off, but it's another nice save by Molly Cornell to stop that. I don't know if it was kind of a shot or if it was more of a cross, but either way, she got to it. That was a key save there with 2:15 to go.
Yeah, she needed to make that play, and she absolutely did. As you said, the experience that she's got is playing huge for Green right now.
Post-game show coming up in just a few minutes. 2 minutes to go here. Green trying a long through ball again. It's intercepted. Moussa takes it away. Moussa now finds Ruby Stevenson down the right wing side. We'll feed it ahead now for Bertzel. Good numbers here for Unitego if they can push it. Bertzel gets around her player. It's knocked out of bounds, though, by the Green defense. Audra Dahl was back there. Bertzel's going to feed one into the middle of the field. Here is Billy Kenny. She says, nope, I'm going to play this one back up to Callie Knapp at midfield. Green trying to keep it away. Knapp streaking down the left side with 90 seconds to go. Knapp might have a chance on goal here. Knapp gets around the defense, still working with it here. And if anything else, Scott, this is just killing some time, and finally it's knocked out of bounds.
Yeah, that sometimes the best way to kill some time, you see it in hockey too, on a power play, is you play offense yourself.
Mm-hmm. And so Green trying to hang on. This would be huge to take two wins from Unitego in the same season. Only 65 seconds left here. Does Unitego have one last rush down the right side? They'll play it forward, looking for McCoy in the middle of the field. They play it back to Moussa. She's going to try the long pass ahead for Avery James. It skips through the defense. James trying to find her way onto it. It's knocked to the outside. Bertzel's going to let it go. 45 seconds left. Bertzel looking for a throw-in. Does Unitego possibly have some magic here? They go to James. Give and go to Bertzel. Can she get the cross off? Bertzel trying to get around. It's knocked into the middle of the field. Dangerous territory. Here's Moussa. Can she get a look? She scores! Kylie Moussa with 30 seconds left. Scores for Unitego, and they are back from the dead. Unbelievable. A broken play feeds into the middle, and there's Moussa wide open in the middle of the box.
You had to think at some point she was going to come back alive. We haven't said her name too much this half. Green's done a great job, but she was in the right place at the right time. Great finish.
30 seconds left. You can't draw it up any better than that. Kylie Moussa, I don't know how they lost her. She was at the top of the box. Comes in and scores with 29.9 seconds left. You cannot count out this Unitego team. Cardiac kids this year. So here we go. Still 29 seconds left. Can either side find some sort of magical goal here, or are we going to overtime? We'll see. Boy, Unitego just refusing to lose. Green takes it away down the right side with 15 seconds left. Ball stuck in the middle of the field here. Unitego trying to play it forward. 8 seconds left. They might get a shot at it here. James to the middle of the field. Tapped into the box, but Cornell comes out, scoops it up, and we are headed to overtime. 2-2 is our score. The Green and Unitego girls. Unitego ties it with 30 seconds left, and we're going to OT here in Green, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedules. Starting pay is $15 an hour, no experience necessary. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, the little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more. Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
We'll keep it here for just a second. We're still in a break before our overtime period, but a 2-2 game between Unitego and Green. We're going to have two 10-minute overtime periods coming up, but it is golden goal, and what that means is if somebody scores, we're going home. So we'll see if the magic is still here. Green was up 2-1 until there was 30 seconds left when Kylie Musaw was able to score that goal for Unitego to tie this game up at 2-2. So really an incredible finish to regulation, and it's going to be very fun to see what overtime brings. So we'll take one last break here. When we come back, we will have overtime between the Green and Unitego girls here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety, Main Street in Unadilla. For over 35 years, we have been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. In fact, we can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all their Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. If you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store on Main Street in Unadilla.
Hi, I'm Tyler Butler from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. I'm proud to say that even through the supply chain issues, we've continued to provide the biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles in the area, usually over 100 at any given time. We have also continued to offer our guaranteed credit approval, no matter your credit situation.
And I'm Jeff Newman, here to remind you that with the winter driving season fast approaching, the Butler Auto Service Department is ready to care for your vehicles. We have a highly trained, experienced service team that is equipped with the very latest state-of-the-art equipment. I'm also happy to say that we've reopened our Delaware Avenue lot to greet and meet with customers.
And you'll be happy to know that rentals are back for local use. So if you have an accident or a lengthy repair, Butler Auto Rentals will be here to help. We'll even work directly with your insurance company so you don't have the hassle.
So when it's time for your next vehicle, we hope you'll see our extensive selection at Butler Auto Sales with two locations on Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, or Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. And check out all the vehicles online at butlerautosales.com.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Getting set for the start of overtime here in Green, a key MAC girls soccer contest. And, you know, Sky, you couldn't have asked for a better game here tonight. Back and forth, both teams have had chances. It looked like Green was going to steal another win from Unitego, and the Spartans score with 30 seconds left. Kylie Musaw has both goals tonight for Unitego. She steals the show and forces overtime here. So, wow, what a game.
We were talking about it. They've been coming back. They've played from behind in other games this year. Unadilla Valley 3-0, as we talked about. You can never count them out, even when there's 30 seconds left in the game. You can never count them out. Great finish by her. You hope that Green, in this overtime period, isn't deflated. They come back out still ready to go, trying to win this game.
That's just that experience. Kylie Musaw, a senior, a captain, you know, was a younger player when they went to the state championship game, but played on those teams, and just it's hard to rattle a player like that. But again, kudos to Green too. They are playing so well tonight. The defense has been strong. I mean, when you look at the performance of Cassie Butler, she had a really great goal in the second half to give Green the lead. She also had the assist on the goal to Sarah Markham. So we've got great players on both sides getting it done. We'll have 2 10-minute overtime periods, but if someone scores here, folks, we're going home. So it's going to be exciting. Overtime is always a good time.
Always.
Well, I am glad that they changed it, because before, the girls' overtime rule said you got to play both overtime periods out no matter what, which, okay, I guess you like it if you're the team that doesn't score, as we're underway, by the way, but there was a lot of times where somebody might score a minute into overtime, and then we just kind of played 19 more minutes of what felt like meaningless soccer, because oftentimes the team that didn't score became so deflated that they just almost kind of gave up at that point. So I like that they made the rule change.
I remember watching a few soccer games myself, and I remember they scored, the game's over, and then someone had to tell me that's not how it works. So I'm happy as well, so I can better understand and follow along.
It's nice, too, that the boys' and the girls' game matches now.
Yep.
Because before it was confusing. Well, what's the boys' rule? What's the girls' rule? So I like it. It's exciting, too, the golden goal. You know, somebody scores, the place goes nuts. It's a fun atmosphere to have. And if somebody scores here tonight, this place is going to go bonkers. We got a really nice crowd on hand, and this is a fun game to watch. And the energy is back in the crowd. That Unitigo crowd is back alive after that goal. Again, with 30 seconds left for Kylie Musaw in regulation to force this overtime period. So we are underway here in overtime, 8:45 to go in this first OT period. Green is going left to right. They're in the dark green uniforms with the white trim. Unitigo is pretty much the opposite. The white uniforms with the green trim, they're going right to left here in the first overtime period. Unitigo looking to clear down the right side, and they will. You know, I think both teams would love to get out of here with at least a tie, but you know that both sides also want the win. There, you can tell both sides are very hungry.
Absolutely. And if there is a goal scored, you feel bad for whichever team doesn't go home with the victory, because both teams absolutely deserve it.
Yeah, both teams played very hard. Something about these two teams in the MAC this year, really, they brought it out in each other, I would say. They're both giving each other the battle that you'd want to see. And I should say this. We haven't mentioned this on the broadcast yet, but there is no MAC championship this year. With the way the league was set up this year, there's some various things that happened that they are not having a championship game, so the winner of the regular season is going to be the MAC champion. So that just, my point is, that makes this game so important, so important.
Yeah, we were talking about the importance of how tough the division is, but I didn't know that. So that really adds a different level of importance to every game.
It does. I think the championship game will be back in the future. It was just that that Walton-Downsville merger. For soccer, Walton is now playing with Downsville, and they're playing in a different league. They're playing in the Delaware League. It kind of left the MAC shorthanded on teams, and they felt this was the better way to decide a league champion. I don't think it's going to be like that forever, but that's how it is this year. But my point being, regular season is so important here with these type of games. 7 minutes to go here in the first overtime period. We are tied 2-2. Unitigo with the ball into the left-wing corner. They're trying to get a centering pass here, looking for Musaw. But a good job by Billy Kenny there for Green to slide over and knock it out on defense. And the throw-in is going to go back to Green. And I think if you're Green, you know, during that little break there before overtime, I think if you're Coach Livingston, you got to be saying, we cannot let Kylie Musaw beat us here, right? I mean, she's got the two goals. You've got to know where she is at all times.
Anyone but her.
Anyone but her.
It was kind of like that basketball mentality. You know, anyone but her, and that could very well be the mindset when you play Unitigo basketball this year, but it's that mentality. Well, anyone but her. We know she can do it, you know, force someone else to.
Yeah, there's a lot of great pieces on both teams here, but Musaw is just a special player, that's for sure. Feeds one to the far side here for Bertzel. Tries to get a little give-and-go to Stevenson. Billy Kenny's able to push her off the ball. Kenny asserting herself on defense here in this overtime period for Green as we come up on 6 minutes to go in this first overtime period. Green trying to counterattack here down the left side. Trivanovic looking for the centering pass. A good fake. Now puts one on net. Skipping ball is scooped up by Ostrander there, the Unitigo goalie, for a good save. High punt from Ostrander down the near side. Ball bouncing around near midfield. Both teams trying to trap it and bring it down. Here is Billy Kenny at midfield. Kenny passing one to the near side. Rolls out of bounds. Going to stay with Unitigo as, again, they are going right to left here in this first overtime period. Again, it's golden goal, so if anybody scores, this game will be over. So it's going to be exciting action. Unitigo down the left side trying to make a little run here with Liliana Barnes. Knocked out of bounds. Stays with Unitigo, though. Down to Moussaw at midfield. Moussaw passing far side. Finds Bertzel. Bertzel trying to take it in. Knocked away. Just going to roll out of bounds. Green trying to save it. No, going to be a corner kick, I believe, here coming up. And, boy, you can tell Green frustrated. They wanted to keep that ball away from being a corner, as jogging over to take it is Avery James. And you got to watch Moussaw's head here, too. She can be dangerous in the box, along with McCoy on these head balls. Good ball. They're looking for Moussaw. Good defense, though, by Green. They clamp down on her, pretty much a double team. They're able to clear, and it's out of harm's way with 4.5 to go here in the first overtime period. We are tied 2-2 between Green and Unitigo. Thanks for joining us tonight for some Friday night soccer. This has been a lot of fun. An overtime game, a dramatic finish in regulation by Unitigo to force overtime. Ball into the middle for Avery James. No, Cornell was there, the Green goalie, to scoop that up. And Cornell is going to have a long boot down the right side here on the punt. Okay, in case you're just joining us, this has been a great back-and-forth game. Unitigo tied this game with 30 seconds left on a goal by Kylie Moussaw. That was a lot of fun. Unitigo trying to feed one into the box. The Green defense is there. Walls was there to knock it away for that Green defense. Boy, I tell you, Caitlin Walls, Billy Kenny, they've done a good job on defense for Green. Green trying that long home run ball again. Unitigo's defense will chase it down, try to feed to the outside, but it's kept in. And now finally they do boot it out of there. Not taking any chances here deep in this overtime period with 3.5 to go. Stevenson looking ahead for Liliana Barnes, looking for Avery James, but the pass was too far, and Cornell was able to scoop it up. Nobody's really had that clean look here in overtime. What do you think, Scott?
Yeah, no one's had a clean look at all. And, you know, we were talking before the game about both teams have been very busy lately with how many games they've played, how many minutes. Now we're into an overtime game. You wonder if the fatigue is going to start taking a little bit of an effect.
Yeah, been a long week for both of these teams, and when you get past regulation, who has more gas in the tank? We talked about that off the top during our pregame show. Opportunity here for Green, for Callie Knapp. She's able to take it away from her defender, tries to feed it into the center of the box, but nobody is there. That's going to roll out of bounds and be a goal kick here for Unitigo, but kind of a bullet dodge there as Knapp was looking to make a run.
And we've seen her run by defenders before tonight. Good job by the Unitigo defense, not giving her any clear running room to get the ball back. We'll see if anything can happen.
And so Unitigo taking their time here on this goal kick. Good boot there, and they're just going to keep it safe, playing it to the outside. As we hit 2 minutes to go here in the first overtime period, again, a recap of our scoring. Kylie Moussaw with both goals here for Unitigo tonight, including forcing overtime with 30 seconds left. Cassie Butler has a goal and an assist for Green, and Sarah Markham has the other goal for the Green Trojans. That opening goal for the Green side was really nice from Butler to Markham. Ball out of bounds on the far side. It's going to be a Green throw-in as they go left to right. Trying desperately here to maybe find the back of the net with a minute 40 to go. We still have a second overtime period coming up if nobody can score. That will be an additional 10 minutes. Green punching one to the outside. Excuse me, Unitigo, but Green will get it back. Ball in deep, and really, Sky, neither side taking a chance. If you want to play it out of bounds, you can. Just nothing in the center of the field. Nothing's getting by either side on defense.
No, absolutely not. And I don't know if it's the fatigue part of it or you know what it is, but definitely the creation that we were seeing almost, I feel like, the entire second half is not there.
Yeah, now right now everybody's just kind of playing it safe, trying not to do anything silly. Here's Butler, who traps the punt. It's knocked away by Moussaw, and those two are really keeping a close eye on each other. They've been a big part of the offense for both sides, and they've shadowed each other a lot here in overtime so far. Unitego defense clearing it out once again. I mean, not even really looking to make a simple pass, just boot it out right now. And, you know, I can't blame them with 40 seconds to go here in the overtime. Green trying to make a play into the near side corner once again. Unitego not afraid to just punch it out of bounds. 30 seconds to go here in OT. Ball's passed into the middle here off of the throw-in. Nobody home. Into the middle, or the top of the box, I should say. Musaw is able to clear. 15 seconds left. Back up to Ruby Stevenson. Tries a long ball ahead. Really nicely placed here for McCoy with 7 seconds left. McCoy to the right side. I think she's just going to run out of time. Tries the centering pass here, but Cornell is there to scoop it up and avoid any last-minute trouble there. So one OT is in the books. We'll have 10 minutes left. The second overtime is coming up. If we're tied after that, this one will end in a draw. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
I bet you didn't know that you may be eligible to join Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. If you have children enrolled and attending school in Chenango, Delaware, or Otsego County, or if you have an immediate family member who is currently a member, you are eligible. Contact the office today to see how you can take advantage of the many benefits of membership at Shandello Federal Credit Union, where our rates on savings are competitive and our loan rates are the same for all of our qualified members. One size fits all. Visit them at 114 Main Street, Franklin.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC. Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. Police at the scene? Request RC. They'll know who you mean. For nearly 40 years, Ralphie at RC Sales Service and Towing has been the area's go-to towing guy. Pulling cars out of holes, towing trucks after hitting poles, transporting vehicles after they roll. So if you need a tow, RC Sales Service and Towing is the way to go. Always reliable, always friendly, and always fair. So request the best. RC Sales Service and Towing, Route 7 in Sydney. Best equipment, most experience, and the nicest tow guy on the road. Call 563-9299. Keep that number handy, 563-9299.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
All right, start of the second overtime here in Green. MAC girls soccer, a 2-2 game between the Spartans and the Trojans. It's been a really good one. Sky, we did want to get some football scores out there in case you're driving around, you're looking for scores. What do you got for us?
Oneana is up against Shenango Valley right now, 28-6.
So that's a score there, and we are hearing that Tioga is ahead of BG, 55-6, late in that contest there. We are also hearing that Unadilla Valley falls to Moravia, 60-22 tonight. So we're trying to get you some of those out-of-town scores on the football side of things since we decided to take a different route here tonight and go with the soccer team. So again, a 2-2 game. In case you're just joining us, Unitego was down 2-1 with 30 seconds left in regulation when Kylie Musaw scored to send us to golden goal overtime here, and we have stayed 2-2 the rest of the way. We have 9 minutes left. If this ends in a tie, it will end in a tie. Or if someone scores, they are going to win here tonight, as it is golden goal these days. You score the goal, and you win in overtime in girls soccer this year. A cold and chilly night here in Green. I'm Nate Lull alongside Skylar Thompson. Glad to have you guys along listening out there on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Boy, a troublesome ball here. Unitego played a high arcing ball into the box, but a great job by Green goalie there, Molly Cornell, to scoop that up. That was in dangerous territory, Sky.
Oh, yeah, those high pop flies like that, you never know exactly what's going to happen or who's coming in. Great play by the goalie.
Unitego now going left to right here in this second overtime period. Green right to left. Unitego's in the white with the green trim. Pretty much flip it. It's the opposite for Green, the dark green uniforms with the white trim. Stevenson down the right side wants to feed it into the middle, finds McCoy. It was a bouncing ball, and she couldn't quite trap it in time. Unitego, they'll able to hold on to possession. Here's Musa on left side. Feeds one into the left wing corner. McCoy trying to chase it down, but the green goalie, Molly Cornell, is out to scoop it up. Unitego's got some good momentum, it seems, here, Sky, in the second overtime period. Here's Musa from straight away, going to try to fire one on net. Can it find the back? No, it just goes wide to the right. And the green goalie had tripped, too. It looked like that one was maybe destined to win this game.
It looked like it, especially when I saw the green goalie trip. I thought that was going to be it, but just wide.
She came out to play the angle, and as she started to backpedal, she got tripped up. It looked like Musa had found the back of the net, but it just goes wide to the right. What a moment there. All the Unitego fans gasping as that one just goes wide. 7.5 to go in the second overtime period. We're tied 2-2 between Unitego and Green. Of course, Unitego looking for revenge after losing to Green, their only league loss earlier in the season, 3-2. Musa now finds McCoy straight away, top of the box. Good cutback here by McCoy. Wants to fire. That left foot just runs out of gas, though, and her shot ends up being a dribbler that Cornell, the Green at goalie, is able to scoop up. Long punt ahead here, but, boy, Unitego is throwing everything in the kitchen sink at the Green net, but now a little two-on-one here. Butler trying to hustle back. Maddie Wilsey denies her, knocks it to the outside, and a good opportunity there for Green as Wilsey's able to knock it out of bounds. Wow, that looked very dangerous. It looked like Green was going to have a two-on-one.
Absolutely, Nate, and it was great defense.
Yeah, Maddie Wilsey came out of nowhere to take that away from Butler and just would not be denied. Butler had Callie Knapp on the left side. If she had even been able to poke it over to her, it looked like she would have had a clean breakaway for the Trojans. So we come up on 6.5 to go here in the second overtime period. Down the left side here for McCoy. Knocked away by Billy Kenny. Good step, though, by Stevenson. Takes it back for Unitego down the left side. Playing to the outside. Went through the Unitego player's legs on the far side. And she couldn't quite catch up to it. I believe that was Madison Bertzel who was making a run from the back line. Unitego gets it back once again on the left wing. Cleared out of there by Green. Again, they are not trying to take any chances right now. 5.5 to go in the second OT. We are tied 2-2 between the Green and Unitego girls under the lights here tonight in Green. Down the left side of the field, ball knocked away. Can McCoy get around the defense? She could, but it was just smartly played out there by Caitlin Walls. Otherwise, it might have been McCoy off to the races for Unitego. Here is Stevenson, left side. She's got some room to work with. Ruby Stevenson escapes two defenders. Passes to the interior, but nobody home but the Green defense. Somehow Stevenson gets it back. Finds Musa, left side. Musa with a shot, and it's knocked away by Cornell. Musa tried to go to the left side post, and it was denied there by Cornell of Green.
All of Musa's shots are very efficient.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very, very clean, good-looking shots. And now this is going to be a breakaway here for Green. She gets behind the defense. Coming out, can she shoot? And just misses to the left side. Some of the Green fans thought it went in, but that shot by Trivanovic went to the left side of the post and was no good. Heck of an angle there by the Unitego goalie, Sarah Ostrander, to cut that off. That looked like it was a surefire score there for Green, and she fired it wide to the left.
That was the best opportunity we've seen in both overtimes.
A breakaway. They played that long through ball, much like they've been doing the whole game. And Ostrander came out, played the angle very well. I kind of thought if Trivanovic had played it towards the right post, she was going to have a great chance. She tries to go inside to the left, and it goes wide to the left.
I'm not a soccer player, so I don't really know. But I would agree with that. But, you know, as we talked about early, Monday morning quarterback.
Very easy for us to say, yeah, you should have just slid it over to the right post there. I mean, if you've been in that situation as a soccer player, you know, sometimes you're thinking, maybe I can fool the goalie and go to the inside. Here's Avery James who's going to have a chance now. Cornell comes out and karate kicks it away. Back out for Bertzel, and she sends it sky high. And it's going to roll out of bounds and be a goal kick. Bertzel with an opportunity. James, who was the hero the other night against UV, gets a shot off, but Cornell once again with the save.
Great save by her, and great play by the goalkeeper on the other end, too. We were just talking about that. Didn't get a piece on it, but made it tough with that angle.
3 minutes to go here in the second overtime period, and the offense is have come alive now for both sides. We've had great opportunities for the Trojans and for the Spartans here in overtime. And Green is just going to send one all the way down the field, but Ostrander is there. She's going to punt it back forward for Unitigo going left to right. Does anybody have some magic in the tank here with just under 3 minutes to go? Here's Trivanovic. Nice little overlapping pass to the outside for Butler. Butler cuts to the inside, now back out to the left. Butler gets a shot off. It's blocked down. She gets it back. Wants another opportunity. Moussaw trying to step to her, and they knock it away. Doesn't matter what position you play now, you got to try to hustle back on defense, I think, at this point in the game. Stevenson to the outside, finds Bertzel, 2.5 to go. Bertzel, little give and go, knocked away. Ball loose right at midfield here. Both teams jockeying for position. Bailey McCoy trying to come onto a loose ball. It's taken away by Billy Kenny. She's going to play it up over the top of the defense. Callie Knapp trying to run onto it. Wilsey's going to knock it out of bounds as we hit 2 minutes and 10 seconds to go here in the second overtime. Green is deep in the Unitigo end here, trying to set something up here as we do hit 2 minutes to go. A 2-2 game. Is this game going to end in a tie, or does somebody have that magic touch here? Green in good position right now. Centering ball into the middle of the box. It's knocked around. Unitigo trying to clear, and they do. This one's going to roll all the way up the midfield. Here's Avery James. Could she get behind the defense? She does, but it's just knocked away there at the last minute by the Green defense. Caitlin Wall hustling back to take it away from James. That was a key play for Green. Trojans now with a chance as we hit 90 seconds to go in this 2-2 game in the second overtime. If nobody scores, it will end as a tie. Unitigo is able to clear. They go far side. Green defense is there to lock it down. Green on the far side of the field now, trying to desperately set something up here. They kick it back to the middle. Unitigo defense closing out on it. Here is Stevenson. Finds McCoy, left side, as we hit a minute to go. Unitigo's got some numbers here, Sky, down the left side of the field. They're trying to get a centering pass to Avery James. It's knocked out of bounds at the last second. Unitigo's going to have a throw with 50 seconds to go. Left side. They're at about the 20-yard line here on the football field markings. They get it to the center. They find Avery James. A good trap. Can she get into the box? She's knocked down. No call there. Unitigo fans wanted one. They're not going to get it. Now we do have a whistle. Okay, the whistle was that James was down. She did bounce back up. Coach Greg's going to come out. You know, she went down kind of hard there. She might have hit her head. Again, as you said, Sky, you don't want to try to guess in the injury situation, but James was trying to work her way through the defense there. And I think the official here on the play is just saying he thought she came down kind of hard on the turf there with 35 seconds to go.
Yeah, you know, in soccer, they play on quite a bit, which is one thing I've noticed. So if the official felt like it was enough to stop it, absolutely the right decision. Player safety, obviously, is the most important thing.
Avery James walking off now, and I think from the looks of it, she's more frustrated she wasn't able to get a shot off there than from coming down too hard there. But we'll hope that she's okay. She's had a heck of a season here so far for Unitigo. So this is where they'll do the drop ball with 35 seconds left. That kind of takes some of the momentum out here in this last 35 seconds as well. So waiting for the drop kick here, which is going to go to Green, I should say, to restart here with 35 seconds left in a 2-2 game. So Green gets the drop kick. It's taken away, though, by Moussaw. Moussaw ahead now. Little give and go with McCoy. Passing to the outside with 26 seconds left. Can Unitigo get a centering pass here? Ball into the left corner. Green wisely just playing it out of bounds. Down to 16 left. McCoy with a flick into the center. Moussaw trying to run on, but Green's able to clear. Goes to Stevenson. Ruby Stevenson with a shot and a good save by Cornell on that left post with 5 seconds to go. And I think that's going to do it, folks. A 2-2 tie. That's how it's going to end here tonight between Unitigo and Green. Sky, what a game between these two.
You couldn't have asked for a better game to cover tonight for a soccer game. A 2-2 tie. The dramatic finish there at the end of the second half, 30 seconds left. Moussaw, I almost thought she was going to get another one there. She was finding herself in the middle, but what a game.
Boy, what a game here. We're going to be back with our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. We'll wrap it up Both teams look exhausted as they come off here. They left it all on the field tonight. Post-game show coming up, a 2-2 tie between the Unitigo and Green girls in a MAC soccer contest tonight in Green. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' World's Best Banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time under the lights here in Green tonight. Nate Lull and Sky Thompson with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by SFCU, of course. A fantastic battle between these two teams, back and forth. At various times, it looked like both teams were going to have a chance to win. But it ends in a 2-2 tie here tonight, Sky. Really, really great game.
It really, really was. And I'll tell you what, here we are thinking 30 seconds left in the second half. And, wow, Kylie Musa, great shot. And then we have a breakaway in the second overtime for Green there, Trivanovic.
Yeah, Trivanovic, yep.
With a great look. But what a game for both teams. Back and forth, it was everything that we could have hoped it to be.
Let's do our scoring summary here, going all the way back to the first half. Sarah Markham got a long pass from Cassie Butler, hit it right on her foot. She was able to have a little breakaway, buried it, and Green was up 1-0 for a long time in that first half before Kylie Musaw was able to tie it at 1-1, a pass that she was able to trap at the top of the box, and then she took a high shot that sailed over the keeper's head to make it 1-1. So it was 1-1 at halftime. About midway through the second half, Cassie Butler was able to corral a ball that was kind of a scrum in the box and poke it in to give Green the 2-1 lead. Green led the entire rest of the game until 30 seconds left when Kylie Musaw was able to trap a ball, and she was wide open. I'm not sure if they gave an official assist to maybe Harley Bertzel, who was here on the right side, was able to feed it in, and she was about that 12-yard mark, boom, trapped it, sent it in. A 2-2 game, and we went to overtime, and that's how it ended. As Sky said, Andrea Trivanovic had a great chance in overtime for Green, but it just sailed wide to the left. Unitigo had a couple opportunities. You know, this was a really fun time. I hope some of our listeners, you know, maybe were like, boy, they're not doing football. Well, you got a good treat here tonight, that's for sure, for all our soccer fans out there.
Yeah, absolutely. And we lucked out with being indoors tonight, but we lucked out with an even better game. So
yeah, a great game. A big thank you to Green for setting us up here to do this soccer contest tonight. There is a little heat in the booth, which certainly helps us. And we do have some final football scores for you, or at least the last updates that we had. I did have that the Norwich Football Purple Tornado defeated Windsor 28-6 up the road tonight. So a nice win for Norwich over a tough Windsor team.
That's great. And Oneonta gets their first win of the year, 35-6 over Shenango Valley.
Very nice. BG football falls to Tioga, 55-6. That game was in Bainbridge tonight. Tioga, the number one team in the state in Class D, continues to roll. So a nice job there by Tioga over over BG. Last check we had was about 2 minutes left in that UV game, and Moravia was ahead of UV 66-22. We know that Moravia team is very, very good. We also know there was a final for a 6 o'clock kickoff in Unitigo tonight as the Spartans fell to Groton by a score of 52-0. So some interesting football scores out there. You never know this time of year what exactly we're going to see, but we're seeing that there's some really, really good teams, and we're going to have a good one tomorrow with Sydney and Delhi.
Absolutely. A little bit more of my comfort zone going back to football, but it was fun tonight. Great job. Hopefully I didn't use any wrong terminology or too wrong of terminology for any soccer listeners. But
yeah, I think this was great. We had a blast.
Absolutely.
We'll have to see if maybe we can do another one here in the near future. And again, tomorrow we'll have high school football. Sydney travels over the hill to take on the Delhi Bulldogs. It's going to be a 1:30 kickoff on the hill at DA, probably about a 1:15 pregame show. If the weather's nice tomorrow, come over and watch. It's a great place to watch some fall football. And Delhi ranked 7th in the state right now in Class D, so they're rolling once again at 2-0 coming in. And, you know, they looked really good in their scrimmage, and then they've looked really good in their two games they've had so far this year. So, and Sydney 0-2 coming in tomorrow, but they've played both games tough. So I think tomorrow should be a fun matchup. So, Sky, thanks again.
It was a blast, Nate. Thanks for having me.
Big thank you to Craig Stevens and to our in-game producer, Jim Tomeo, back in our Sydney Main Street studios. We'll have this one up on our game audio archive as soon as we can, probably early next week. So, all right, have a great night. Again, our final score, 2-2 between Unitigo and Green Girls Soccer under the lights here at Green tonight. For Sky Thompson, I'm Nate Lull. We'll see you tomorrow for high school football on WCDO.
From yesterday and today on your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.